Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. It's such a privilege to be able to pray for you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to just kind of begin your day, or maybe you end your day this way with prayer and scripture, two very important things, and also fellowship. And so in a way, even though we're over the miles and over the airwaves, we are fellowshipping together. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate you, and I commend you for being here. We're continuing our jaunt through John chapter 1. Today I'm reading verses 29 through 34 in the NRSV, and this is what it says. The next day, he, John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Mind if I pray for you? What a passage. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these words of life. You are the Lamb of God who takes away all that sin. You are the perfect sacrifice once and for all, delivered up for the saints. Your death on the cross means life for me. Your death on a cross means death to death. Your death on the cross means victory over the enemy of our souls, the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Lord, we affirm to you today that we are grateful that you are the Lamb of God and that you have removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. Help us to live in light of that truth. Help us to dignify and share the gospel, because we're so humbled and grateful for what you have done. Lord, I am grateful that the Spirit remained on you, that the Holy Trinity was represented in that moment. We have Jesus the Son coming out of the water. We have the Father saying words about how he is well pleased. We've got the Spirit landing upon him. And so, Jesus, thank you for that beautiful Trinitarian view of what this, and I don't always understand it in my mind, but it's this beautiful mystery of the Godhead in relationship. And Lord, you existed in relationship prior to creation of mankind, and your heart is that we would have that kind of symbiotic, joy-filled relationship, that your body would become that kind of connected relationship like the Trinity is. Ever loving, ever giving, ever receiving. And Lord, help us to live in light of that today. Help us to love well those you've placed in our midst. For the mom who's frazzled and the dad who's frazzled from parenting and up late at night, I pray for strength. I thank you that you have sought them and you've sought their children, and you have provided a way, a narrow way, for them to walk and to find you and to find peace and joy and all of those fruits of the Spirit. Lord, we ask that we would be more keenly aware of your Holy Spirit within us today. That we would respond to the Spirit, not quench the Spirit, that we would hear the voice of the Spirit and obey it. Lord, we grow more, not by knowledge, but by obedience. And so when we hear something convicting us, if we hear the Spirit convicting us, we will grow more than if we just learned a bunch of things in books. And so, Lord, help us to grow by obedience. Help us to strain our ears to hear your promptings, to know what you're asking us to do. Sometimes you've told me to do some pretty crazy things, like walk up to a perfect stranger and pray for them, or give away money, or to someone I don't even know, or whatever. You do these amazing things, but there's always joy accompanied by hearing your voice and heeding your voice. And so I pray for those listening today that they would experience that joy of not only hearing your voice, but heeding it today and finding that joy that comes from obedience and that growth that comes from obedience. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you want to help us out at all, you can just write a little review. Two sentences is enough. If you love the podcast, it would really help on iTunes and Stitcher, or you can rank it with some stars. Thanks so much for thinking about that. And thanks for walking through the book of John with me. It's a humbling privilege.